you said it's like Nude Recreation Week or something like that, and they're having they have the Nude Olympics in
at just, the Shangri-La Ranch,
just north of Phoenix. The forecast today,
New River, Arizona.
For the forecast for Phoenix today is 107 degrees.
Yeah. Naked at 107 degrees and doing athletics.
All right, we got a bunch of listeners on the line who want to give us tell us stories of unexpected nudity that they, you know, things that they've witnessed, nudity in strange sights. So we want to get to these folks here.
David's on Vancouver Island. Where'd you see it?
We were getting off the ferry on the other side in the mainland, and they have campers and people at the beach, you know, that long stretch there at Tsawwassen.
Yeah.
And couple going at it right there in front of everybody, all going naked and just going away at it. Middle of the day, probably 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, right there at the ferry landing. Two people are getting down.
Right there on the beach with all the campers and swimmers and whatever.
That's funny.
All right, thanks, David.
I like it.
Brad and John, KISM.
Yeah, I got a story for you about something weird where I saw somebody nude before.
Where?
In Stater Brothers in California.
I don't know what that is.
It's a grocery store.
Okay, it's a grocery store in California, okay.
Yeah, and we were, the boss boy there, this girl parked her car in front of the store, came in, started walking down the aisles, produce part, just buying groceries like it was nobody's business.
Oh, she's completely naked and she's
completely
buying groceries.
Completely naked. And wow. Cute to boot.
Did anybody ask her? Did anybody talk to her, ask her where her clothes were?
No, we just kind of watched her go through the store, and she bought her stuff, and the checker said something to her that she got her car and left.
Where did she keep her money?
She had a little purse strapped to her side.
All right, good.
That's the only thing she was wearing, a little coin purse.
All right, thanks. Brad and John, KISM.
Hello, I got one of those naked stories for you.
Oh, okay. Good.
Where'd you see it?
It was down in Atlanta, Georgia. I was driving semi-truck down through Atlanta, and trust me, this was a normal thing for somebody to be flashing or whatever. But this guy came up alongside of me, totally no clothes in his car. I mean, I made a point to look in front and back seat to see if I could see clothes. It was morning rush hour. School bus is out on the road. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I set up to make sure I seen what I seen. And I'm like, okay, this is really off the wall. I end up getting on my CB and telling the other trucks about the guy, because letting everyone know to keep an eye out for him. If he tried to line up alongside of a school bus, somebody could block him out. But yeah, it was the strangest thing, seeing this man just butt naked driving down the road.
Well, did he have a lunchbox next to him? Was he on his way to work? I mean, what?
You know, that's weird. I didn't see anything in the car but him and no clothes. It's almost like he just walked out of his house in a garage or something, got in the car, backed out and left.
It makes you wonder if you work at a nudist resort, do you go to work nude or do you go when you get to the resort and you take off all your clothes?
I know, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Maybe that's where he works.
I
got to
put on my work uniform.
Yeah, he's dressed for
work.
Yeah,
but what if he needs to stop for gas or pick up milk? What do you do?
Yeah, that's true.
It was just one of those strangest moments kind of thing. I had to call in at church.
Thank you.
733-5476, 733-KISM. And Brad and John at KISM.com, the email address, like Jeff says, two friends and I were hiking the Pacific Coast Trail a couple years ago. Sunday morning, all the people camping at Spectacle Lake left to continue their journey while we sat back and drank coffee. Two beautiful women across a small canal from our campsite were the last two people besides our group. They decided to strip and go skinny dipping right in front of us. They did nude yoga in front of us for about an hour. Epic adventure. Jeff.
I suppose, what do they care, though, if they don't know who you are and if they're from, like, out of state or something, they're never going to see you again. They probably have a carefree attitude regarding that, you know?
I saw one upriver on the Skagit. We were taking a group of people up fishing, and we're in a drift boat, and we put up near concrete and that area. And we're coming down, and we stop so everybody can kind of, on a sandbar, to kind of use the restroom and cut it out, stretch your legs or something. And there's some river cabins along upriver there, and there was, it's 7 in the morning, and there's a guy standing out there. All he has on is a beard. He is a river dude in one of these little river cabins, doesn't have a stitch of clothing on, and he's just standing there looking at us across the river like, what are you guys doing? You catching any fish? Like, Dude.
No, we were wishing your beard was a lot longer is what we were wishing.
Yes, we were.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, a little ditty here. This was in our hometown. I was coming northbound on the 5, just at about the Lakeway exit, about 6 in the morning, sun was coming up, and I'm driving in the slow lane, and ahead of me, I didn't catch it till the last second, but I saw a guy just walking naked southbound. On the shoulder. I was like, did I see what I just saw? You know? And so it's like, I called 911 on this guy because, you know, he's probably out of his mind kind of a thing. So when I called, that was the funny part because he says, is this about the car on the freeway? Yes.
The naked dude on the freeway.
Yeah, we don't want to come out. We don't want to come out on that call.
Let's just hope he walks back up into the woods.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Anyway, that's my story.
Thank you.